My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's going on, adults?
Good morning. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Missed you guys.
G5 in it over there.
It was not a G5.
It was nice.
Let's be clear. The only time that I would fly in an airplane like that is if someone else were paying for it.
Yes.
Let's be clear. But I had a great time. I saw Ripe. I loved the band Ripe. Saw him at the Chicken Box.
Packed house, too, for them.
It was jammed. It was a good time. Quick trip. Glad to be back. And I missed you guys.
Did they do all the hits?
They did do all the hits. And they did some covers. They did a great U2 cover. And it was fun. It was good. It was good to be there. How was everything in my absence yesterday?
It was smooth sailing.
It was?
Yeah, it was smooth sailing. Curtis did a good job of driving the bus. Is he not in today?
Curtis is off now until Labor Day. So he won't be back until after Labor Day.
My only thing moving forward, don't get it twisted. I'm no program director. I could never do it. But I would say this.
Oh, hold on. I'm on the edge of my seat.
All right. I would say this. Courtney does a better job of driving the bus.
Courtney does a better job of driving the bus than Curtis is not a good bus driver.
He's a little shaky. I know there's a lot going on.
When you say shaky, do you mean jittery?
Yeah, on edge. Jittery, on edge, shaky, trying to hit brakes, talking about I got to get in the brakes. Where Courtney, when she's done it, And I like I said, I could never do it, so don't get it twisted.
Yeah.
I'm just giving like my professional radio 101 criticism or critique.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, wow. That's very nice. Thank you, Wiggy.
But Curtis,
shots fired. Boop, boop.
Curtis was the bus driver yesterday.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So you were longing for Courtney to be driving the bus yesterday.
No, she's driven it a couple times, and I'll give Courtney a lot of credit. When she does it, like, her personality and demeanor doesn't change.
Okay. You think I keep it demure, mindful?
What's that? Demure?
Demure.
I don't know what that word
is. It's a trending word right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
But she said...
Let's keep it the word of the day.
You know, like, when Curtis is driving the bus, you know he's not the same Curtis as he is behind the glass.
Yes. I believe that the jitteriness yesterday may have come from his back and forths with Jackson. But that was just my observation.
Yeah. Good morning, Jackson. Chime is filling in today on the midday show. And so I got a bunch of DMs yesterday asking if Shime was not going to be on this program any longer after the changes that happened here. And that is not the case. Shime will be back on this show on Monday. He is filling in on the middays until the new midday show here at WEEI launches on Monday, and that is Jones and Keith.
Yeah, and so, I haven't seen Keith in a while, so usually when our paths cross, it's usually Dork movies.
Yeah.
Like, he's a big horror, he's a big horror film.
The last time I talked to him, it was on the Dork Pod.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm excited to see him.
Yeah, I mean.
A weird week.
Definitely a weird week. And I feel for Gresh and for Foye. Mm-hmm. Talked to both of those guys. They've both been in this business a long time. And they both worked hard mm-hmm. on that show. And the strangest thing to me is people were sending me clips of people that are like that dance on the grave of people who don't, you know, in the case of those two guys, aren't working here anymore.
Right.
It's mm-hmm. like the strangest thing in the world to do. They both have families.
Yep.
They're both really good guys, and like and some of these people, there's people like Alex Reamer. Worked here for like a week and is like dancing on the grave of those two guys. It's the most bizarre thing. Wiggy, you and I talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
It's the strangest thing in the world to me.
I've been on the other side before, and it's not like...
It's like bizarre. Yeah. Well, but
I said it in the Twitch yesterday. I'm like, these are real people who are the nicest two guys of all time. And for anybody to root for somebody else to lose their job is disgusting. It's, and then I got some backlash saying, well, you do it with athletes all the time. Very different. They're going to have another job. They're making millions of dollars. Like, it's a different world when you're talking like this is a real job.
Yeah. No, but...
well, not a real job, but you know what I mean. We're not a 9-to-5.
Well, I mean,
but it's more corporate.
I hate to stress brag, but oftentimes I am working hours and hours and hours after I leave.
You're always on call.
Yes, I'm like a doctor. I'm on call.
That or a homicide detective.
All right. Well, the new midday show begins on Monday, mm-hmm. and the new afternoon show begins on Monday as well.
Tuesday.
So, on Tuesday. Okay, mm-hmm. sorry.
That's above my pay grade.
I don't really read the emails.
Yeah. No,
sometimes. I'm here
to read the emails.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
That's a service that you can provide.
Correct.
In addition to getting my workstation set up every morning, which I really appreciate.
I live to serve.
Fantastic.
I feel like there's too many emails that just come through.
Uh-huh.
It's like junk mail. They should have just a private email that only people can get to, but mm-hmm. for whatever reason, it's just a ton of emails. So I'm like you, Greg. I never really read the emails. And then I got a million email addresses.
Great suggestion on the Subaru of New England text line. How about Shime comes in for the crossover today?
All right. That would be interesting.
A Friday crossover.
Yeah, because he doesn't know about his feet.
What do you mean he doesn't know about his feet?
Like, I think
you mean he hasn't seen his feet?
Well, no.
I mean, he's lost some weight. What do you mean he doesn't know?
No, I think it might have been... Like, he doesn't know that he has...
Oh, he doesn't know that you were very critical of his foot picture on his vacation.
Yeah, he doesn't know about he has dead man feet.
I gave him a heads up.
Yeah.
I said, Wiggy wasn't a fan of the foot photo. I believe the term you used was that he was dancing on cocaine, was what it looked like, because his feet were so
white. Well, it was a body that washed up on shore.
Yeah, you wanted there to be an actual body tag on the foot.
Yes, the toe tag.
As it sat there on the morgue that is the beach in Falmouth. That's what you wanted.
I'm not I told you, we men don't generally do it, but if you are going to do a chime, at least get mid-calf or maybe knee. Mm-hmm. Don't just do basically from the ankle down, because mm-hmm. that really wasn't a good look. And definitely get some sun on them things.
All right. Well, we do have a lot to get to on this show. By the way, in my absence yesterday, Jaylen Brown dropped a track.
Yeah.
Is that how one would say it, Wiggy?
I don't know if that's necessarily right, how one would say, oh my God, Jaylen Brown is in the rap game now? Is he MC Jaylen Brown?
Jaylen Brown dropped, was it a diss track?
There was a little bit of dissing going on.
It was telling. I mean, there was one line that stood out to me and I was upset. He said he's not for monogamy.
He's not for... So he is for them streets. He's not for monogamy.
I'm just saying.
I mean, who really is? Quote. If the lie detector is attached, who actually is for monogamy?
Me.
Go. Huh?
Me.
Okay.
I am.
I love
that stability.
All right.
Really?
I'm anxious. Why would I want to be like?
Let me ask you a question. You dine out a lot.
Yeah.
Do you eat the same entree every single night for 40, 50 years?
At one restaurant, I order the same thing every time I go.
You don't only go to one restaurant. You make your way around. You try other restaurants. Yeah. I agree with Jaylen Brown. Who's for monogamy?
Well, I am, because I can barely handle one.
No, right. You are for monogamy because you're terrified of Mrs. Wiggins.
Yes, I can barely handle one.
That is why.
But he was, hey, listen, Jaylen Brown, man, go get the album. Pop the album.
Is it a full? This is going to be WPS me asking all these questions. Is it a full album or is it just one track?
Just one song.
Yeah, it's just one song. And it seems like he.
Let me ask you this. When he dropped his track, did it bounce off of his left foot out of bounds?
That's over. That's over.
Oh, is that over?
He's on the water practice.
And let me just say, Robert Kraft may have been onto something when he kept bringing up Beantown.
Really?
Because A$AP Rocky refers to Boston as Beantown.
I told you, that's how we refer to it.
That's on the rise.
No, it's been here forever.
No, I think that's old head talk.
No, it isn't. We've been calling Boston Beantown, a.k.a. the Bloody Bean, forever.
No, Wiggy,
the Bloody Bean.
Is anyone listening from their 20s to their 50s who called it the Bloody Bean?
Yes.
Nobody's ever said that.
That's what we've been calling it. Where are you from? I'm from the Bean. I represent the Bloody Bean. Nobody says, where are you from? Hey, I'm from Boston, guy.
Yeah, that nobody is exactly says that. I just feel like saying Beantown is like a cartoon. It sounds weird.
Yeah, we're from the Bean, and sometimes we don't even put town on it. We just say the Bean.
Mm. Hold on. Karen wants to weigh in
on
bus drivers on this show. Karen, good morning.
Good morning. I didn't expect to be put on the radio.
Karen, where are you calling from?
Cape Cod.
You know what? You live there year-round?
Yes.
Okay, so you probably can't wait till everybody leaves in 2 weeks. When
I love it. Love it when everyone's here. I love the action.
Oh, you do? Okay, good.
Yeah.
What's your comment on bus drivers on this program?
Well, you know, I always wanted to call in, but I never did because I'm a woman and I thought maybe it wouldn't be taken seriously. But when Wiggy said that Courtney drives the bus better, oh, he is right on. Mm. She is so smooth. She's so relaxed. Mm. She doesn't pontificate. And I don't care if she thinks Columbus landed on Plymouth Rock.
Thank you, Karen.
Okay. A vote for you as bus driver.
That is really nice. And wow, 6:13, and I know my day is going to be good.
Right? Yeah, you know.
Yep.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
All right. And yeah,
Courtney smooths out the edges on the show. She just smooths out the edges. She is wonderful.
All right.
Thank
Karen,
you.
Thank you. Karen, of course, checking in this morning from the clam, which is what the Cape is commonly referred to.
I'm telling you, nobody calls it the bloody bean.
Yes. So weird. Never in my life.
I don't know where you've been. Anybody from around here will tell you it's always been the bean.
Yeah. Hey, how are things going on the clam? How's the clam this morning? All right. Well, we got a lot to get to. I fear for you, Wiggy, and for Shime, the news yesterday from One Patriot Way about starting quarterbacks week one for this NFL team, not so good.
Did I miss something?
Did you hear anything that Alex Van Pelt said?
No.
Oh, is it going to be somebody's lead?
I have it in trending, but then I have T.C. McCartney as my lead because it just seems like we're all over the place.
Yeah, okay. So we can hold off on that.
All right.
I just don't think, for whatever the reason, you are going to see Drake May week one as a starter for this football team. So
I must have missed something.
I feel like they're trying to prepare you for those who are gonna look at Jacoby Brissett as your starter week one as bad news. They are kind of trying to prepare you for it. You know what I mean?
No, I.
You know when people at work they parcel out bad news as opposed to giving you all of it at once,
dropping the whole thing in your lap.
They do it like in three different emails or whatever. I just feel like they're trying to prepare you for the fact that you're not going to see Drake May for a while when it comes to this football.
So why did Mayo say then?
That's what's confusing. So Mayo, you know, 2 days ago says he's ready to lead a huddle, and we were all hyped up about that.
Yeah. Right.
And then we'll get to what Van Pelt said yesterday. And I don't know, maybe it was word vomit again with Jerod Mayo, and they're trying to reel it back in. But it just doesn't make sense to me, because even T.C. McCartney yesterday, it's opposing thoughts between a few people.
Yeah, it doesn't. Because when we talked to Mayo, and then there was more audio, it was like, he's not going to name the starter until after this, the third preseason game. So, mm-hmm. which that left the door open for, you know, myself and a lot of people thinking like, okay, if Drake May can go out there, show that he can control the huddle, you know, be consistent.
Yep.
There's a chance that he could start.
Listen, I'm just telling you to prepare yourself.
All right.
So, we will get to this morning's leads in about 10 minutes. And then they said it at 7. That is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Out of the blue the other day, a very good friend of this program shot me a text message and said, can I come by on Friday and say hello and chat for a little bit?
Right.
And so that'll happen at 7:20. The great former New England Patriot, Matt Light, will be here at 7:20 this morning.
Okay.
So we can talk about Sunday and talk about Drake May and talk about the concern that everyone in the United States of America and the world has with the offensive line on this football team with Matt Light.
And a great guy to talk to because he started as a rookie.
Yeah. Yes, Wiggy. Mm-hmm. Great point. So, and Jelani Tavai on a Patriots Friday. He will join us at 7:30. And Courtney has the news coming up at 7:45 on this morning's show. This is Kay from New Bedford. Hello, Kay.
Hey, how are you guys?
Well, I got to tell you something. The we had one of the greatest experiences ever in your South Coast region at the Tipsy Seagull in Fall River a couple weeks ago. So I'm glad you called this morning. What are you calling about, Kay?
I'm calling to 100% backup Wiggy. That is Beantown.
You live in New Bedford, Kay.
I live in New Bedford. My parents immigrated to Dorchester. I'm 30. I'm around here. It's Bean Town.
Yeah.
But he's right. It's just Bean. Just call it the Bean. That's it.
It's really
the Beans of the weekend.
I'm dropping
by this spot in the Bean. That's it.
Okay. I don't think you can. I don't think one can even go anywhere and get a bowl of baked beans anymore.
Right.
I mean, that was like 1947 or something.
The problem is you don't get out of the seaport. You don't get out of the seaport, and Courtney doesn't get out of Southie.
That's wrong.
It is the bean.
I go all over the city.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever says to me, hey, how are things going up in Beantown?
If someone said, have you gone to the Bean recently? I would think you're talking about Chicago.
What?
And the big bean statue.
Man.
The what?
The bean statue.
The bean statue?
Yeah, the big monument. It's like silver. It's a bean.
What are you talking about?
In Chicago.
In Chicago?
I don't know where you
what
are.
What is wrong with you?
Like, hey.
What? You just drove the bus into the guardrail.
Yeah.
What are you?
The Bean, Cloud Gate.
Yeah, like,
it's the main thing everybody poses in front of when they go to Chicago.
No, the main thing everybody poses in front of in Chicago is the Green River. They dye the river green for St. Patrick's Day. No. Have you ever heard of a bean stick?
I never heard of that. Okay. I've never heard once. Anytime, like, if somebody says the bean, it's always been Boston. Maybe the bean is just too much. Maybe the reason why you don't know it, it's just too urban could be the word for it. It's more of a city thing from back in the day that they still use today outside of maybe the seaport.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't see baked beans on a lot of menus in our city.
There we go. Thank you, Mitch. The bean in Chicago.
Is that what that is?
Is it an actual bean?
Yes.
Or does it just
look like
a bean?
It's called the bean.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous in person, if I'm being honest.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Instagrammable.
Oh, definitely.
Very TikTokable.
Yep.
All right. Anyway.
Well, we'll figure it out.
Let's, if we could, get to Courtney and to what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Patriots practice yesterday had Alex Van Pelt speaking with media, and for all the positives we drew from Jerod Mayo's comments on choosing a starter for week one and Drake May being ready, Alex Van Pelt had this to say when asked about what's holding the team back from giving May more reps with starters.
Jacoby, you know, right now he's our starting quarterback. So, you know, the good news is this week we'll get to play everybody. You know, we're still in the evaluation process. We have one more preseason game, and our guys are going to play, so we'll have another chance to evaluate.
Okay, so what's holding Drake May back when it comes to starting week one? is Jacoby Brissett. So that's what you get from Alex Van Pelt.
Alex Van Pelt, come on, man. We've been watching it. Jacoby Brissett hasn't done anything to kind of show, like, all right, he is light years ahead of Drake May.
Yeah.
So I don't get what he's saying.
Okay, well, we will have the opportunity to discuss that with you all morning long. We'll have the opportunity to discuss that with Matt Light at 7:20 and with Jelani Tavai of the New England Patriots at 7:30 on a Patriots preseason Friday here on WEEI.
And I know Mayo has said he's going to figure out his week one starter by Monday night. God, I just hope that maybe he has an inkling when he talks to us on Monday morning.
Yes.
The Pats will wrap up preseason games on Sunday against the Commanders at 8 p.m. And I know Wiggy said yesterday he's more excited for college football than the NFL season this year. When it comes to college, Iowa head coach Kirk Ferentz will be suspended one game for a violation related to the recruitment of their transfer quarterback. A lot of recruiting issues when it comes to college football right now.
Yeah.
So coaches need to be on high alert. The Sox are back in action tonight, welcoming the Diamondbacks to Fenway Park. First pitch at 7:10 with Brian Baio getting the start. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Joe Castiglione have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. That is what's trending. Here is Jackson with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. Today it's going to be partly cloudy with highs in the mid-70s. It's going to be a gem of a weekend, Sunday and Saturday in the 80s.
Nailed it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey. Yeah.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Well, it is a Friday. Curtis is off until after Labor Day, which Labor Day weekend is next weekend.
Yes.
No, stop.
Love it.
No, I hate when you say that.
Oh,
I love fall. No.
Santo and I played golf like going into the night last night, and I had to put on a sweater, and it was just like, it was crisp.
Was it a Twilight League for couples?
Yeah. It was.
You know what comes after fall?
Winter, but yeah, right, okay.
Wiggy. Great point, Wiggy. Listen, I'm not the Beantown debate. I'm not continuing it all morning. During the break on the Subaru of New England text line, a couple texters. First one says, point for Wiggy. The college hockey tournament that is held and has been held in this city.
Oh, I forgot about that.
For a long time.
Yeah.
What What's it called?
Bean pot.
It's called the bean pot.
I forgot about
okay,
that.
Okay, that started point. In the '20s. Not yep. really a point for you.
Yeah, it is.
That's a point for me. Somebody else said, well, you know, the fours would always serve baked beans with your meal. Yes. Sadly, the fours unfortunately shut down and is no longer in business. I love the fours. Mm-hmm. I love their Larry Bird sandwich, the chicken sandwich with supreme sauce. But the fours, not a point for Wiggy, mm-hmm. A point for those of us who are modern and did not grow up here in the 1940s.
In the 959 text, not appropriate. 959 text, not appropriate for 6:31 a.m.
What does that say?
I'd love to something Courtney's bean.
Oh. yes. No. That is not appropriate, but you are laughing about it. That individual wants you don't have. I mean, I don't know what to say, but mm-hmm. no. No, sir, she's married, not her bean. No, please.
There's a very popular hip-hop rap song, Gregory, from Smoke Bulger and Mass Pike Miles that's called In the Bean.
Define popular.
Very popular.
Okay. What about?
And every rapper from Boston will always drop being from the bean somewhere in their lyrics.
Yeah, here's a text from my adopted home continent of Maine. Hello to those of you listening in Maine on our radio stations up there. Fabulous, the rapper, says, when in Boston, I melt the bean in the hot Red Sox or Celtics green.
You go.
So I guess maybe I'm wrong.
I don't think I ever, like, I mean, I say from, like, you know, when I was in college and, you know, high school, I would say, yeah, I'm from Boston, but I think it was more about saying that when, you know, people from other parts of the state would be like, yeah. Where are you from? I'm from the bean.
Now, listen, this discussion came up because Jaylen Brown yes. has dropped a track and he does it with ASAP Rocky.
ASAP Ferg.
Oh, I'm sorry. Courtney said ASAP Rocky earlier.
I did?
Yeah, you
I'm
did.
I'm not sure.
That's okay. It's yeah. a fine. It's,
but he's part of ASAP Mob, so it's all
good. Let me ask you a question. When you were thinking about it in your head, did you have the money sign for the S?
And yeah.
A? Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Then you're fine. Don't worry. You got your ASAPs confused. Yeah. Happens to me all the time. Mm. So in the track, Jaylen Brown refers to Boston as Beantown.
Mm-hmm.
And then he also says he's not for monogamy.
Yeah.
I don't believe we can play it on the public
I'm
airwaves.
I'm trying to find like one little section that just doesn't have.
What else does he do?
This is Kevin Porter Jr.
Oh, he does?
About his new his girlfriend. Who's the basketball player he was dating from Chicago? Remember he brought her on the duck boat?
The WNBA?
Yeah, the WNBA yes, player. Yes. So he, well,
Courtney would know that.
Yeah, so
Courtney knows
he had like a line, like something like, I was able to get her without putting my hands on her because I guess Kevin Porter Jr. must have.
Whoa, jeez.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's taking shots.
He really is Jaylen Brown.
He's dropping the N-word. He's smoking kush.
Really? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he says that he likes smoking kush. Is that what
I think in the video, he's actually blazing.
No, no, no. It's got to be some
fake.
Sort of
a,
it's, he it's
didn't,
an effect.
He didn't inhale.
Yeah, okay, so now he's Clinton.
Yeah. 14 hours ago, he also tweeted, I'm having a great summer, not going to lie. And he is.
Yeah.
He's not letting any of the haters bring him down.
Listen, he's lyrically cool. You know what I mean? Yeah. The song is all right.
Yeah.
And maybe this is.
I think it's great. I mean, mm-hmm. Good for him.
Yeah. A lot of NBA players do it, or just athletes.
We could do the chorus, but Jackson, during the break, we're going to have to go through it. And there's just two bleeps. But the chorus, just two bleeps.
All right. Well, we could figure that out at some point. Absolutely.
He's got a nice little, like, mellow flow to him, too.
Yeah. Okay. Coming up at 7, we will get to They Said It. That is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. But right now, this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Never know.
Great one, Jackson. Great lead selection this morning, Cheap Trick and Surrender. And your lead to start us off this morning, Jackson. Hello.
Thank you, sir. Good morning, Greg. Good morning, everybody. We wake up very, very early in the morning to get here and do a show every day. And so we wake up earlier than normal people. But are you guys all always chronically tired?
Yeah.
Not really, no.
See, I don't think I am either. But it says that people who use an alarm clock are more chronically tired than people who don't.
Mm.
Do you wake up naturally or do you have an alarm clock?
I used to, and this is unfortunate, I used to wake up based on Gresh's time checks.
All right.
And so I am not able to take advantage of that anymore. I use an alarm clock. I don't hit the snooze because I've heard that is bad for you.
It is.
Oh, okay.
To hit the snooze.
Well, so that's where I'm getting. It's not actually as bad for you as they thought. People who hit the snooze even more than once get almost the exact same amount as sleep as people who don't, because that sleep between the snooze button is very
important.
Intense, I guess.
All right.
Deep, I guess, because you're not really out of the REM yet.
Right.
Like, that's when I hit the snooze, that 5 minutes is maybe the best sleep you get all day.
But it's not good for you.
But they say that's kind of a myth.
Who's they?
This study I read.
Where was the study?
It was I don't know the exact sleep center.
So a study said that has been the age-old rule.
Yes.
Is that it's not good for you to hit snooze.
Yes. But it says that sometimes, especially if you're a night owl, snooze helps you get into the day smoother.
You always feel worse if you snooze and then that second alarm goes off. Like, mm-hmm. It always seems like a good idea when you hit the snooze button, but once it goes off, you feel worse than the first wake up.
Mm.
I believe I'm going to invest in a Hatch, which is a nightstand alarm clock that wakes you up with the sun, like a artificial sun.
What? So, it shines in your face?
Yes. It rises on your nightstand, and it has, like, a nice sound that goes along with it.
For a mere $500?
Yeah, I don't know the price. I can look it up.
I bet that's expensive.
What a waste of money that is going to be.
People love it.
No, they don't.
I bet you that's expensive.
It's $169.
Okay, it comes up and shines an artificial sun in your face?
Yeah, like, it's supposed to wake you up more naturally.
It sounds like something you, go through legs to avoid on the weekends.
What about your husband? Like, I don't think he doesn't want to get up when you get up.
Right. Yeah, he'll just,
I don't think he wants the sunlight shining in the artificial sun.
Right. Well, it'll be on my nightstand, so it'll just face me, really.
I see.
Yeah, but what if he's facing your nightstand?
Well,
it'll be bright like a sun.
He'll adapt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm like Kramer. I just set my internal clock.
Oh, yeah.
Do you use an alarm clock?
No, I told you, I'm like Kramer.
Wow, that's incredible. I use my alarm clock, but I do wake up at the same time every day because my cat wakes up for breakfast.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Good stuff, Jack.
Thank you. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Do we have that audio, Jack?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so T.C. McCartney talked with media yesterday about Drake May. We heard what Alex Van Pelt had to say about, what's holding them back from giving Drake May more opportunities with the starters, and he said Jacoby Brissett. Well, then T.C. talked about how Drake is faring out there. Here's what he had to say.
Here's what you see in his game that day.
Very calm, in control. When he comes off, he can tell me exactly what he sees, which is very important. So that was really good. The third down conversion he had to Baker was something that we talked about in the quarterback room, and he executed perfectly. So that was fun to see.
All I have been told is that a big step back for Drake May is that college is so different now, and he just looks to the sideline and his coach tells him exactly what he has to do, and he's not really leading a huddle, so he's going to be all discombobulated out there.
Okay.
All I'm hearing from people that are actually working with him, whether it's Jerod Mayo saying that he's ready to lead a huddle, or now T.C. McCartney saying that he's calm, cool, and collected, it tells me that he is ready to go. If he can go out there and then come on the sideline and tell you exactly what he saw out there, he's prepared. They go over things in the quarterback room. He goes out, he executes it exactly how they want. What is holding them back?
I think it must be a little back and forth between Alex Van Pelt and Jerod Mayo. Does it seem like that to you? Like, maybe Alex Van Pelt is sold on Jacoby Brissett. Didn't it sound like that in that audio that you played during trending?
Yep.
That and I don't know that Mayo, this is not a knock on him, however they're collaborating We've heard that word a billion times. So maybe Mayo doesn't have the final say, or
there's no way.
Huh?
There's no way Mayo don't have the final say. I think that Alex is probably like, here's the guy I think we should go with, Gerard. And Gerard's like, all right, if you believe that, all right, I'll sign off on it. But if Mayo's not willing to sign off on it, I think if Mayo goes, no, I want to go with Drake May, I think Alex Van Pelt goes, okay, we'll go with Drake May. Van Pelt is here because of Gerard Mayo.
Yesterday, it seemed like Drake May got a lot of snaps with the ones. Mm-hmm. But some are suggesting that is maybe just to get him ready for Sunday, Wiggy, and mm-hmm. has nothing to do with what is going to happen week one. So I don't know.
And
you played the game. I don't know.
And Mayo told us that it's still wide open, and based on, you know, he'll let us know after this game. And one of the things that we talked about yesterday, Greg, was if Drake May can look like, and Mayo had kind of said this, if he looks like he can control the huddle mm-hmm. and excuse me, makes the right call, doesn't have any delay of game penalties, isn't going the wrong way on handoffs, like if he shows that he could do that, then it almost seemed like Mayo was for starting Drake
May.
But
I think that might be wishful thinking. You're hearing things mm-hmm. the way you want to hear them because you want Drake May to start week one. And mm-hmm. I don't know if that, unless you think it's a legit quarterback competition and how they both play Sunday can affect who ends up being the week one.
So why not
starter.
Name it? Vegas, Antonio Pierce said Gardner Minshew is going to be the starter.
Yeah, the Broncos.
Commanders.
Why not just say we're going to start Jacoby Brissett?
Yeah. I don't know.
And I'm probably listening to it, Greg's right, with an ear that is hopeful that Drake May is going to be the starter. But I'm being told over and over again that it's, you know, they just don't want to rush him in it and they don't want to ruin him. Give Drake May more credit because it seems like mentally he's ready to go.
Yeah. All right. Great lead, Courtney. Thank you. We got to take a break. We'll get to Wiggy's lead and to my lead coming up next. Well, it is a Patriots preseason Friday, but there is some excitement, certainly, Wiggy, for Sunday when it comes to Drake May and to whether or not he can earn himself a starting role for week number one. And this week's Cross Insurance Player Spotlight is on Drake May, as it should be.
Yep.
So we'll see what we see on Sunday. Cross Insurance, official insurance broker of the New England Patriots. Curtis is off until after Labor Day. Well-deserved vacation for Kurt Doggy. And Scheim is filling in this afternoon, middays, morning and afternoon, starting at 10. But we'll see if we can get Scheim in here for the Cross and cross-examine him about his, what Wiggy calls, his dead man feet, his morgue feet. Yes, you look like you got something to say, Queen.
I was just trying to, do you think the over-under is for Curtis Castle Island walks during this time off? Because
I thought he was going, is he going anywhere?
I thought he was going somewhere.
I don't know. We'll have to find out.
Because I asked if he was going anywhere. He's like, no, I'm just hanging out.
No, just hanging around. Staycation for Curtis.
Staycation. All right. So Castle Island walks on the rise.
Maybe the old man finally cut him off.
I don't know about that one.
All right. You have a lead this morning, Wiggs.
I do. This has been an amazing summer.
Yeah.
And I know football is upon us, but I'm going to fast forward a little bit to somewhere in October. And the summer's been great. And the reason why it's been great is because of two guys. One just dropped some hot music, like you like to say, just dropped a new record.
Jaylen Brown. Now, his new tune is called Just Do It.
Yeah, ASAP Ferg.
I wonder who that is directed at.
Well, I don't know.
There's a few lines in there, you look through. Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for Jaylen Brown taking shots at Nike.
And what
that's a Nike diss track.
Yes. And we saw pictures of Jaylen Brown working out in the water. Just last week sometime, we saw Tatum was at the WNBA game, and we know what their summers have been like. I cannot wait, especially what we're seeing from these two guys, you know, with the confidence that they're just kind of exuding. Jalen now in his rap mode. This tells me that they know that they're public enemy number one, and they cannot wait to get back to prove that they are the best team in the NBA and are going to win another chip. So I'm excited, and it's all based off this summer. You've seen them everywhere. You know, the Olympic stuff has helped, but that just fueled the fire. But the way that they're going about with their confidence, their swagger, their cockiness, I cannot wait for the NBA season to start. I think it's October or November?
Yeah, it's October.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think end of October.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know football season's upon us, but I'm kind of looking past it.
Like, how great is it going to be to see that banner get hung and to see those guys
hell of a night
celebrate, get their rings, all that stuff.
I think I'm going to do my best. Now, anyway, if there's somebody got some tickets floating around for the opener,
yeah,
holla at your boy.
You take them?
Yep. Right. The opener is on my birthday, so I would also like to be invited.
Oh, yeah. And shout out to our boy Leon. Today's his birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Leon.
Happy birthday, Leon.
A loyal listener of the show, Leon. Good dude.
Yeah.
All right. So I missed this because I wasn't here yesterday. I don't know if you talked about it or not, but it's that time of year. The time of year in which the mosquitoes are biting people, and some of them may be carrying triple E or Eastern equine encephalitis. This lead could also be, what are we doing? Apparently, the town of Oxford, did you talk about this yesterday?
We did not.
They have instituted a curfew, meaning that everyone needs to be in their homes by 6 p.m.
Wow.
And I cannot believe that we are, after what we experienced, what we may have learned during the pandemic, that we are back to telling people in the United States of America that they need to stay inside their homes.
Right.
This is school sports season.
Right.
Triple E is, if you get it, it's not contagious. It doesn't spread to other people. So if I want to go watch my kid play football at night outside and risk a mosquito biting me and getting triple E, that is my right to do so.
Right. Yeah.
Like, who do these health board people... Like, who do they think they are telling everybody that there's a curfew? What is this, like, Berlin? Like, the eastern eastern side of Berlin in 1947? Like, what?
It's like North Korea.
Yeah.
Like, a curfew? Are you, like, why do people put up with this nonsense?
Well, you know what? I would say this. The good thing is, luckily, nobody's ever been bitten by a mosquito while inside their house. That should help out.
Yeah. But you know, I mean, are they're going to go around? Is the Board of Health in Oxford going to go around and seal up everybody's windows so a mosquito doesn't get inside? Like,
this is stupid.
We have gone absolutely bat-ass crazy, and people listen to these people. Like, if you want to get bit by a risk getting bit by a mosquito, you have every right to do so in the United States of America. And if you want to go watch your kids play, or you want to go for a walk at 6:30 p.m. at night when you finally get home from work, you should be allowed to do that.
But you know who it's hurting the most? The kids again.
Yes.
Because it's going to hurt, you know, practice times.
Yeah.
It's going to throw the whole fall sports season into like a ruckus.
It's just stupid. Luckily, Greg, you didn't see the new the CDC about the new COVID and how there should be another vaccine that they want everybody to take. Okay. It's just dumb, man. Yeah, after what we've been through, you would think like people should have the right to do what they want to do.
People are allowed to employ free will. And it is not the government's job to decide for us what risks we can and cannot take, what risks we are willing to accept in order to live our lives. Sorry, we tried that. It didn't work.
No, don't work.
So get out of here. Like, these people, it is nuts. A town-wide curfew over a mosquito? Like,
make sure you
can imagine if that, like, they tried to delay World War II because somebody might get bit by a mosquito or something. Like,
it's to protect your 85-year-old grandmother.
Then your 85
keep her in the house.
She can stay inside if she wants.
Yeah, well, all right. Do they got a vaccine for Triple E yet?
Those are our leads. Coming up, we will get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.